Well, I often call her, and continue to do so, the busiest person on the planet. 7-time WWE Women's Champion, actress, TV star, fitness icon, Trish Stratus joins us now on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So, Trish, the reason we have you on tonight is because a little less than an hour at midnight, you got a bunch of copies going on sale, the new yoga DVD for men with Joe Carter.
Yes, it's much anticipated.
Yeah, now, is there like a special dealio going on at midnight, like, signed copies or something like that?
It's really a special. See, we just recently had the 20th anniversary of the World Series win,
mm-hmm.
right? Kind of, I'd say, Canada's proudest moment.
Yeah.
And I think what most people associate Joe Carter with.
Yeah.
And so to do that, to commemorate that, me and Joe both signed 20 copies, and they're numbered 1 to 20. And not only is it an amazing DVD, but it's a really awesome collector's edition.
Yeah, no kidding. So it's signed by both of you guys.
That's right.
Ah, so it's not like 10 are signed by you and 10 are signed by Joe. It's not
no,
one of those deals,
signed.
Right?
I signed on me, and he signed on him. We switched it up a little bit and decided, no, this is the way we need to go.
All right. That's cool. Well, that's a great idea. So talk about the website. Where can people go, and how can people get the DVD?
So as of midnight, East Coast, we are releasing 20 copies, and it'll be a first-come, first-served basis. And we've been buzzing about it for a little bit, kind of had a couple days of media. So the first 20, whoever gets on there quickly, to trishstratus.com, we'll get your numbered and autographed copy.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Now, it goes on sale as of midnight as well. First 20 copies, obviously autographed, but beyond that, anybody could buy them?
Yep. After that, then they'll be just the regular copies. They won't
cool.
be numbered, but they're still going to be super special.
Cool. Now, well, yeah. Yeah. Now, okay, I want to hear more about Joe Carter doing the yoga. I want to hear more about that. Tell me about how that tell me how that came about.
Well, I mean, as you know, the Joe Carter Classic, I think most of us Torontonians know of it, and some of us like to attend it.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities there. And so just over the years, I've been attending it, and I would always tell the guys how I always talk about how I'm the only girl in the boys' club at that tournament, but I always talk about the yoga that I've been doing.
Yeah.
And we, kind of talked about, as a retired pro athlete, how things have added up as you get older.
Yeah.
The aches and the pains, and you kind of don't move like you used to.
Yeah.
And I just said, honestly, guys, you guys got to try yoga. And they're like, so I went from everything from, oh, is it stretching? Or, oh, yeah, is that good? And this is, years ago. And so there was a moment where I had Joe Carter, Kenny Lofton, and Charles Barkley doing a little bit of yoga.
Barkley doing yoga, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Somehow I don't think he's that flexible.
I think I could work on his yoga and get him pretty good at yoga. I mean, I think I could probably help him with his golf game.
Yeah. Well, no, you're not a miracle worker.
I'm not going to even touch that. maybe through the yoga, he may get better at golf.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yoga does serve a dual purpose.
Yeah.
Many purposes.
So Joe was all about it as soon as you started talking about it, or did you have to twist his arm a bit?
Well, to be honest, it was like each year I'd see him. He's like, you're still doing the yoga thing? I was like, yeah, I opened a studio, And then
yeah.
I was like, oh, so you're doing the yoga thing? Yeah. And so it kind of just, kept going. And then it was last year that he said, I'd love if you can put a little routine together for when I'm on the road or when I'm traveling, something I can do in the hotel. So I did. I put a little quick little routine together. And mostly he said it's something that he goes, I guess, what triggered it was that it would improve his golf game.
Oh.
Right? So
yeah.
Every I always say to people, everyone's got some reason to try yoga, whether it's to disconnect, to harness your chi, to get better at golf, whatever
right.
it takes to get you doing yoga.
Well,
that's great, right?
There's a lot of guys right now listening, Trish, that want to improve their golf game. So that is certainly is one way of doing that. So when you say that you put together a program for them, is it? I mean, how much detail goes into it in terms of like, okay, so it's Joe Carter. So you take into account his age, the purpose with which he wants to take yoga. I mean, is it that detailed?
To be honest, it really is. I always make this analogy that yoga is kind of like a big picture buffet table with a plethora of poses to choose from. Mm-hmm. And depending on the meal or the practice that you'd like to get, you decide what you want to put on your plate.
Well, that
yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
I'm starving now, but I like that.
I'm kind of hungry too.
No, so someone comes to you and they say, "All right, Trisha, I want to do this. I wanted to get into yoga. And like for me, for example, I come to you and I say, okay, look, this is how old I am, and you know, look at me. So I want to do this. So you can kind of tailor a program that you feel would best suit my needs.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of, you know, this is how I started to clue into the fact that yoga is so versatile. For me personally, as you recall, I got into yoga because I had a herniated disc in my back.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think of yoga as a workout, used it purely to rehabilitate a back injury. I would take care of this herniated disc, and I would probably abandon yoga forever because it's not a real workout. That's how I thought it was.
Right.
Turns out I used it to rehabilitate my back, so a certain pose sequence is what helped me get better and recover, go back to the ring.
Yeah.
And then when I went back to the WWE, I was doing a 300 days of the year travel schedule.
Huh.
And it helped me manage that schedule.
Yeah.
And then when I was training to be in Bounty Hunters, my movie, you know, I had to get Krav Maga was the training I did, and I had to get a fighter's body back. And so I did a specific type of training where I integrated strength training into yoga poses.
Yeah.
And so really, it is about, like, you know, I had the Toronto Maple Leafs come to my studio, and you know this, they, you know, and they needed something specifically. They've got tight hips, and they've got, you know, so there's just certain poses you put in there that are going to be what they would need. Something, it would be a different program I'd give them to
right.
what I gave to the Toronto Argonauts.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the cool thing about it. You can adapt it, and it's so that's why my studio, we have three different rooms because there's three different styles going on at once so that someone can get what they need.
Yeah.
So when Joe asked me, I said, you know, well, tell me what your purpose, what are you looking to get out of your yoga practice?
Yeah.
And he told me some of the areas that were hurting, and he told me he wants to get better at golf. So there was a lot of twisting, a lot of balancing,
yes.
things like that.
Right.
And then ultimately, when we put this, you know, this program together, I thought, well, let me put Stratosphere Yoga as my sort of style. So it's strength training poses, strength training movements
mm-hmm.
integrated into a yoga flow.
Mm.
And so, you know, I just sort of thought, let me get more strength and conditioning poses together because men would like more squats and simple calisthenic stuff like squats and push-ups and a lot of body weight type of exercises that you can do anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a quick 25-minute routine. That's probably the kicker for men. It's 25 minutes. It's easy to follow. You'll hit every single muscle group and you'll get your sweat on in 25 minutes and you can do it anywhere.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's the big selling point as well. It's obviously that it's, you know, it you can do it in a quick amount of time,
mm-hmm.
But also that you can do it anyway. It's good for people that are on the road as well, because if you're on the road, you know, all you need is a mat, you know, mm-hmm. you get dressed for it and you're good to go. So, yeah.
The project was approached, you know, I spoke about it with a friend of mine. She's a producer, Elena. She just said, like, we have a partner, the Hazelton Hotel would love to host you here because they're always getting, you know, they're referring people to the gym all the time and they're leaving the hotel. But what if they could offer something for their guests?
Mm-hmm.
So we actually went into the Hazelton Hotel and filmed it there because we wanted to show all you need is a couch or, you know, the edge of your bed or just a chair. It's something that anyone can do anywhere. So
mm-hmm.
that was really cool. And it turned out really good. I mean, it's a 25-minute workout, but the cool thing is there's the funniest outtakes between the two of us. I mean, if you imagine.
Oh, really?
Like, well, we were trapped in that hotel for, you know, 8 hours, and we're
yeah.
doing yoga all day long, and they're sweating, and there's, you know,
yeah.
a couple multiple, you know, takes. And it's funny, so the outtakes are hilarious. And really, I think it was kind of a neat, candid moment where Joe and I were kind of just, we were just chatting about the injuries that go with a professional career in athletics and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and what it took to be great at your sport. And so it's kind of a neat thing. That's kind of like a bonus that it comes with. And it's, you know, kind of like a little movie, actually.
Yeah, no, that's great. I didn't know about the outtakes. That is really cool. I mean, that's a nice little added bonus. Trish Stratus with us on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Jeff Sambit. You mentioned Elena. Is that the one that's been tweeting me all night? She has been.
She's in the Twitter sphere.
At Hotel Yoga?
Yes, that's her.
That's her. She's been tweeting me all evening since she knew that you were coming on the show.
I think she's trying to get you to do yoga. I think it's a sign, Jeff.
I think she is.
It's time.
Yeah, she offered me a DVD as well.
Got
to get you a copy of the DVD. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So how did Joe take to it? I mean, it sounds like did he take to it rather quickly? Because it sounds like he took to it.
Well, he did, and, you know, the sequence I gave him, I developed it specifically, so, you know, there's a couple things to take into consideration for this DVD. It's a Yoga for Men DVD, so I have to make sure that it's applicable to just about any guy who wants to throw that in their DVD player. They can,
yeah.
you know, they can adapt and use the program.
Yeah.
So I created this program, and to be honest, I, you know, had sent Joe a sort of like, and we'll do this pose, you remember that one, and I sort of threw the sequence at him, and he was like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, he lives in Kansas City, so he was in for the day. We had one day to shoot it, and so he basically learned it on the spot. And the cool thing about Joe is that he was like, so up for it. You know, he was like, whatever. And he kind of sucked maybe a little bit in the beginning, and then he got better. You know, and you think as a pro athlete, it's hard to suck. Believe me, I've been there where you're like, oh my God, I'm a pro athlete. I can't, you know, but he allowed those moments because listen, we all have those days. And like, when you're in your, you know, living room, it doesn't matter what you look like. Just do it, get the benefits, get over it, get better.
Yeah. And now yoga DVD for men, is there really this might sound like a silly question, but is there really a huge difference between tailoring the yoga for men than it is for women?
Only because it's condensed, because I know I would say maybe men have a shorter attention span.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right about that.
And I made it a little more intense. You know, I focus a little bit more on strength and conditioning, so holding the poses a little bit longer is what's going to hold develop your strength. And then, of course, like I said, simple calisthenic movements, like taking a typical chair pose. It's a yoga movement, but I integrated squats into it. So when you're doing this yoga pose and push-ups and things like that, and using the edge of the couch and doing push-ups off the edge of it, you know, dips, things like that. So it's a lot of stuff that like are like those traditional movements that you know work for your body and use your own body weight. And they're not hard, but you're going to just feel so great afterwards. And boy, I'll tell you, Joe was working up a sweat. It was awesome to see.
That's great. And we will get to see it on the DVD. Midnight is when it goes on sale, TrishStratus.com. And first 20 copies autographed by both Trish and Joe. So you can you're able to get your hands on that. So good luck to all of you out there in trying to get that. That's great. Great that you're doing that, Trish. Now,
and here's another great thing is like because today is November 1st, we're kicking off Movember, and it's officially mustache growing season, right? As for Movember, we're raising awareness for prostate and men's health issues, really.
Yeah.
Have you started your mustache growing?
Well, I've got a full blown beard right now, so I think I'd be cheating if I just shaved everything off but the mustache.
Wow. Oh, that is totally. You have to go fresh. Tonight you should shave it all and then just start the mustache.
Yeah, I think I got to go all clean. Well, I got to go to a wedding next week, so what the heck?
I'm doing it. I'm Greek. It works for me. You know what I'm saying?
What? So what? You got
Did
some?
I just say that on air? Oh my god!
You got some Movember stuff going on the website?
Well, the Movember. What we're doing is every copy we sell, these first 20 are going to go to Movember. So, you know, a portion of the proceeds for the month is going to go towards Movember. So,
oh, great.
You know, we're just because it's cool. I mean, it's just, and honestly, it's a coincidence on timing. We're raising awareness about men's health issues. And, you know, to me, it's all about let's take preventative steps to feel better and to have, you know, more longevity in everything you do, including your life and your well-being.
Well, that's great. It's great. And a worthy endeavor. And I'm glad you're doing that as well. Trish, now tonight, this is what is going on in 45 minutes. The DVD goes on sale on the website, but I know like within 24 hours, you've got something else cooking. You've always got something else going. So what's next for you? Is there something else that you're going to introduce on the website? Do you have like, what else do you have going? What are you working on right now?
Well,
last time we spoke, you said you were going to take a break. I want to see if that's actually happening.
I have to stop saying that because it's like never cry wolf. I've become like a liar to people now.
Yeah. I didn't believe you when you said it. I said you were lying.
I meant just for the evening. I was going to take a break that evening.
Probably.
Actually, I'm very excited about this. My latest partnership is with a company called Liquid Nutrition. And they are, you know, a functional beverage, kind of smoothies place, and they have amazing ingredients. And the reason I signed on with this company, and you know I'm very particular on who I align myself with.
Yeah.
I'm very particular about the brands and everything. And this is a company that is comprised of a team of pro athletes. Someone from every category. So number one, who was first on board and really took the so this company was, they had about 8 stores in Quebec, and then they decided to expand. They went public last year, and they have a very aggressive franchise plan that's right across Canada's already secured. They've already got stuff going overseas and in the States. And so one of the first members they brought on as an equity partner was Steve Nash.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he has all the rights to the stores out in BC where he's got his clubs.
Yeah.
So he's kind of heads the basketball department, and then we've got Matt Ryan, Russell Martin, Suzanne Pedersen, and I'm now just signed. I signed that a couple weeks ago, and one of my first sort of duties as the latest member of Liquid Nutrition is I created my own smoothie. So it's a new shake that came out, and it's called Namaste.
It's called what?
Namaste. Do you know what namaste is?
No, I have no idea.
In yoga, we say namaste. You'll once you get to practice, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. All right.
You know, you kind of keep getting yourself in hot water here because you're admitting every time that you're not going to your yoga practice.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not. I know I'm terrible.
So that's why you got to get the DVD. That's the solution.
Exactly.
So namaste is kind of in yoga. It's just what we kind of say at the end of class. And, yeah, and it's something that I named the shake because it's really full of wholesome ingredients. I have kale in there and coconut water. And so, yeah, so I created my own, and we launched it actually just last week. They opened up a store in Oakville. Their latest store is in Oakville. And it's a really awesome company, you know, obviously working with people like that. Arlene Dickinson sits on the board as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a fantastic, you know, inspiration and a strong, powerful businesswoman. So working with her has been great.
Yeah.
And so that's my latest thing, and I'm really focusing on, we're developing some products right now, you know, and I'm going to say this right now, ready for my double entendre pun of the evening?
Yeah.
We're working on some nutritional things right now, Trish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is the real reason why you got into it. I've been waiting for it. That's the reason.
It worked with my name.
So you could work at the play on words. That's the whole thing there.
I always have two things I have to qualify. Number one, are you guys good guys? Okay, are you guys, what are you working on? Good. Number two, does it work with my name?
Yeah, that makes a whole lot. Now I get it. That's great. Well, Trish Stratus, good luck with that. Obviously, we'll talk about that in future conversations. Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk again soon, all right?
I think soon we're going to do yoga and drink namaste.
I'm down. I'm there. I'm there. Trish, thank you.
Thanks for the support, Jeff.